It is Sunday Best. It is Old Trafford away. It is John Gibbons. I'm joined by Adam Smith, by Jackie Wilcox, and by Carl Kopak. And we're here to talk about, obviously, today's games, but to look back at yesterday's as well and the connotations for Liverpool at the top of the league and probably a little bit at the bottom as well. Well, just to go around first of all, Jackie, how are your nerves? Have you woke up this morning?
Not great. You know, part of you kind of says we should absolutely win this, but you know, Old Trafford, who knows? But yeah, not great.
I'm similar, Carl. I don't know how you're feeling this morning, but I went to bed with a bit of the heebie-jeebies, to be honest with you. I was like, oh, waking up tomorrow, then off there. It feels worse because I'm going for some reason. Maybe it's bringing back kind of, you know, old memories and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. I need to remind myself of the league table and things like that. But yeah, I'm feeling a little bit wobbly as well.
It's not the best place to go, is it? When you absolutely have to win. But I'm hoping that I couldn't see a silver lining about the cup game at all. But I'm hoping that, you know, they just go out and say, right, you're not doing that again. We're just going to end this in ideally about 12 minutes, and then we could all sort of just get on with our lives.
You're the king of magic, Adam. It's not the best place to be a kingdom of, but it's what you've got. similar situations. Talk me around. Why am I being stupid?
Well, it's the Sultan of Brunei. So that's first of all. the problem is that logic plays no part in football. So we, you know, as both Jackie and Carl have touched on, they're shite. We should have battered them in the cup and we didn't. And that will always play a part in people's minds. We have had some big wins at Old Trafford, but at the same time, we've also lost when we really shouldn't have done, when we've gone there. And I think, unfortunately, we are in a situation where, if I had one criticism of this Liverpool team, and it's a mad one to say considering I'm fairly certain they've scored more goals than any other team in the Big Five, although Arsenal are chasing them down and all the rest of it, but it's that they're just not ruthless enough. They're not killer enough.